Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. What's up, everybody? It's Grace. I'm coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee at the Funnel Hacking Live Conference. That's what the heck this wristband is, if you're wondering, what is that? And I've got the special t-shirt to show. And this week, I want to give you a special message of just some things I've been learning over the past couple of days. And the first one is that you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to take the first step. You don't have to have your entire life, your entire plan, your entire dream, your entire destiny planned out in 5 minutes or less. And you're probably not going to find a video on that because it's impossible. No one can figure out what they want to do. Maybe you can't even decide what you want for dinner or whatever. But I'm here at this event right now, and we are just hearing from so many awesome, wonderful speakers, just hearing a big collection of their life stories and things they've learned, and they're all experts in their fields, but they all come with one thing, their story, what they've had to walk through, what they've had to step over. But one big thing is that they've all been on this edge of decision. And they're looking forward, and they're not sure where the heck they're gonna go. They only know that behind them the road is crumbling. So there is nowhere to go but up, but forward. And that's what I want to encourage you in. No matter where your life is, no matter if you're doing okay, if you're not doing okay, that there is always room to go forward, that you just have to take the next step. Probably one of the biggest things I've learned, especially in the world of business, is that you don't have to have your big master plan filled out. You just have to know kind of where you want to step. There was this great illustration of a yellow brick road. You just, of course, everybody has an Oz. They all have some kind of ideal goal in mind, whether they realize it or not. They all want to accomplish some sort of greatness. And maybe every once in a while, they'll look in the mirror of where they are right now, and they're like, I know that this is not where I'm supposed to be right now, that you're supposed to be somewhere else. Whether you know where that is or not, you just know that you thought you'd be further ahead than you are now. But anyway, so everybody has an Oz, you know, like from the movie The Wizard of Oz. Everybody has this initial goal, this initial where they know what they want to be, some great desire. But and then they have the yellow brick road, but they don't know every step. They can only see the step ahead of them. So you don't have to have the next 20, 30, 50 years planned out of your life. You don't have to have the greatest business plan to like put into action. You just have to know where you're going next. And even if you don't know where you want to go next, you just have to start feeling the steps if they're going to fall when you step on them. So that's the quick message I want to give you of what I'm learning. Also, probably this other thing is that this is probably the second thing, the greatest sort of thing I've learned in the first 2 days is that we're eating all this information. We're knowing all this awesome content and things, but we don't know how to put into action. I am so guilty of that. And I've been doing these Facebook Lives. I've been doing these messages for a year, and I've only just really started to figure out where I want to go from here, what I want to do next, what I want to talk about. And it's just been so cool to see the growth and, in so many ways, shape, and forms. But we don't have to have it all figured out. I mean, sure, we can learn all this stuff. We can be like, oh, I know the square root of every number, even if I don't know where I'm going with that. But you don't have to have it all figured out. Just take the next step in whatever that may be. All right. So thank you. I will see you next week with another message. And thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to read our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.